Lecture topic, harms of backbiting.
Talking about the harms of the misuse of the tongue. So in the case, one person, he came and complained to somebody, you confronted him, said that I have heard that you make ghibat of me. So he replied, the person was a pious person, he was being falsely accused of this. But his response was that if I had been making ghibat of you, that means that I love you more than I love myself. But this was a way of making the person understand that I'm making ghibat of you, then it means I have greater concern for you, greater care for you than I have for myself also. Because then it means all the hard-earned rewards which I am desperately in need of, I am passing it on to you. All whatever Allah Ta'ala accepts any of the amal and the rewards that were attained through it, by ghibat, I will be passing it on to you. So it means I have greater love for you than I have for myself also. So in other words, only a foolish person will do this, that which he's going to be desperately in need of on the day of Qiyamah, and he even needs to preserve it right now, he will dish it out to others. So that is a very foolish thing. So obviously, no person who has any understanding of how important it is to preserve his amal will get involved in the very despicable aspect of ghibat. So ghibat is, on the one side, when we get involved in it, and because we just keep talking non-stop, whenever in a gathering, then our tongue cannot stop. One pious person saw somebody talking non-stop, just going on and on. So to advise him, he said to him, you see, Allah Ta'ala has created you with one tongue and two ears. The message in this is, you should listen double that which you speak. Whatever you speak, or the other way around, that you should speak half of what you listen. So if you heard something for, or you spoke for half an hour, then you should listen for 1 hour. So now, that is the way that a person will keep control of his tongue, that he does not just keep talking non-stop. So that is unfortunately one problem, that if we are in a gathering, we have to keep saying something. But doesn't the things that we talk about, we don't find any interest in it unless it's about somebody else. So we have to be talking something about somebody else, and we can't find good things to talk about anybody. So therefore we get left with only talking about the weaknesses of others. But in the process, what we've done, we have passed on all our good deeds to those whom we dislike. That's the irony of it all. When a person is making ghibat of someone, it means that he doesn't like him. Otherwise, the person who he is friends with, somebody who is close to him, he'll see the person's faults and cover it. He'll see the person's weaknesses, and he'll be upset if somebody else is talking about it. But when he doesn't like somebody, then he'll be talking about it. But in the process, he is giving the most valuable gifts to the people who he doesn't like. So what a foolish thing this is. This is beyond foolishness of any level. So therefore, the lesson in all this is again, the control of the tongue. The person who learns to control his tongue, he will take care of his amal also. He will take care of his dunya and akhirat. And the person who just keeps using his tongue non-stop, then he'll get himself in great trouble in dunya already. And what's in the akhirat, Allah forbid, that is beyond imagination. So we have to start becoming conscious about how we use our tongue. To think first and then speak. Because this is the way many a pious person, people meaning who are on the path of trying to be pious, they will be very concerned about their amal, they'll be concerned about staying away from haram, they'll be concerned about not misusing their gaze, about not being in the wrong company, etc. But they will become also very lax about how they use their tongue. And shaitan uses this to destroy all the other good that was done. Because the person is so lax about how he speaks. So he's also feeling very good about himself, that I did all my amal, that I stayed away from this haram and that haram. But all that was lost through the tongue, through the ghibat that was made, through the other sins of the tongue. So we have to become conscious about how we use our tongue if we want to progress. Otherwise, on the one side we'll be earning,
and losing everything through the tongue. Allah Ta'ala save us.